Ramsey targets air-gapped machines, the encryption battle continues, and China is accused of attacks against COVID-19 research orgs. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I'm Shannon Morse, and this is ThreatWire for May 19, 2020. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. On to the news. On May 13th, researchers at the cybersecurity firm ESET published information on Ramsey, a malware toolkit that is specifically tailored for air-gapped machines and networks. This toolkit is designed for collection and exfiltration of sensitive information, and it was originally found in the malware scanning platform called VirusTotal. The sample was uploaded from Japan, and it led to the discovery of other instances and versions that showed the researchers Ramsey is currently under active development. Three different variants were discovered with versions 1, 2.A, and 2.B, very creative there, spotted in the wild. ESET also discovered that there are very few targets to date, likely due to the fact that Ramsey is still under development. Now, while Ramsey is crafted for air-gapped machines, it does not appear to be advanced enough to jump air-gap networks. It does infect machines via malicious documents, sent via spear phishing attacks, or via a USB drop, and it exploits a code execution vulnerability inside of Microsoft Office. Ramsey collects existing Word, PDF, and ZIP archive files from a target machine, and it stores them in a chosen location on that system or network. It can also spread itself to other machines on the same network by infecting executables on said networks or on external hard drives, allowing itself to infect these machines as a rootkit spreader. Now, none of the variants of Ramsey connect to a remote host at this time, but researchers also suspect after collecting documents to a hidden folder, it probably sits and waits until exfiltration can be done at a later time. Ramsey uses phantom DLL hijacking techniques to also take over outdated dependencies on Windows applications, which can also allow it to maintain persistence. Now, the researchers also found it shared artifacts with the Retro Backdoor malware, which is associated with Dark Hotel. Now, Dark Hotel is an apt group that has been operating since 2004, usually targeting governments in Asian countries. According to brochures and emails obtained by Motherboard, the US branch of the surveillance vendor NSO Group, called Westbridge Technologies, tried to sell products to local US police jurisdictions. The brochure shows a surveillance tool called Phantom, which can siphon a mobile device's emails, text messages, and contacts list, track location, and enable the microphone and the camera. It was marketed towards the San Diego Police Department through a Westbridge employee over email. A former NSO employee claimed that this Phantom tool is the same as Pegasus, which is a known surveillance tool that has been sold to countries such as the United Arab Emirates, Mexico, and Saudi Arabia. According to the SDPD Public Information Officer, Lieutenant Takeuchi, these kind of conversations happen routinely with potential vendors, and this technology would, quote, need to be utilized only after legal authority, like a search warrant, was obtained. Westbridge has also attempted to sell its surveillance tools to the DEA, but at that time, the tools were too expensive, as were they with the SDPD. Surveillance tools are common amongst government-affiliated vendors and agencies, and this would not be the first time an agency would have worked with a vendor to target mobile device security or privacy. The Justice Department has criticized Apple many times for not helping with technologies that could allow agencies to surveil, track, or unlock mobile phones belonging to suspected criminals. The most recent report of this came on Monday when the FBI reported that they had unlocked two different phones belonging to a man who had killed several people during a shooting at the Naval Air Station Pensacola in Florida back in December. The FBI unlocked these on their own, but the Justice Department still bashed Apple for not helping unlock the phones, with Attorney General William Barr criticizing tech companies for protecting encryption by not allowing for breaking said encryption to help with criminal investigations. Now, tech companies on the other side have argued against Barr, stating that giving governments lawful access would also create a potential vulnerability that hackers could exploit as well. This is why many agencies turn to vendors who sell exploits, allowing them to crack into devices for criminal investigations. Due to the Westbridge story, Senator Ron Wyden is now asking that Congress look into hacking technologies that agencies have access to, saying that, quote, government hacking is among the most invasive forms of surveillance, adding that, quote, these tools are ripe for abuse. Now, Wyden is calling on Congress to conduct aggressive oversight of the tools that are permitted. Before we hit story number three, I want to say thank you so much to my supporters over at patreon.com/threatwire. My Hush Puppy perk level patrons, they're always awesome. They always send in these amazing fur baby photos. I love them. Keep them coming. They are wonderful. And if you want to support Threatwire, but you don't want to be a Patreon supporter, check out snubsy.com/shop to get Threatwire t-shirts, Threatwire stickers, even my own digital photography, which you can print out and do whatever you want with. All of which supports my shows. Thank you again so much to everybody who supports the shows. I appreciate you. According to a public service announcement posted on May 13th by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, as well as the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency of the United States, the U.S. is accusing the People's Republic of China of targeting COVID-19 research organizations in an attempt to steal information regarding vaccines, treatments, and testing. They state that the attackers are PRC-affiliated and non-traditional collectors, and the threat jeopardizes delivery of a secure, efficient, and effective treatment option. Now, both organizations are urging research orgs to maintain cybersecurity and threat detection practices to prevent any kind of theft of pandemic-related materials. The FBI and CISA both recommend patching systems, prioritizing timely updates, actively scanning for unauthorized access or strange activity, improving credential requirements, adding multi-factor authentication if they don't already, and suspending access of any user showing abnormal behaviors on data networks. Now, while the posting did not clarify any kind of technical analysis of these hacks or show any proof to validate their claims, according to CNET, the agencies will release technical details in the coming days. Now, as of day of recording, those have not yet been released. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has refuted these claims. While this investigation is ongoing, it's not the only accusation being thrown between countries in regards to COVID-19. Similar attacks have happened between Israel and Iran, as well as attacks on UK healthcare organizations. So if any news surfaces, I will share sources via my Twitter, which is @snubs, that's spelled S-N-U-B-S. Before I leave, I want to say thank you so much to Donald, Visti, Eric, Megazone, Lucy Four, James, and Brian, who joined the Patreon team this week. Thank you to each and every one of you. You are so awesome for your support. And with that, do not forget to like and subscribe. Make sure to stay safe as well. I'm Shannon Morris, and I will see you on the internet.